V-64. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. By the time Focus 2020 drew to a close, just a few minutes after the remarkable news that a second triangle had been discovered, William Godfrey's office was a hive of activity. While he remained at his desk, frozen in rage at the sheer audacity of what the ELF's hierarchy had just done, President Slater had risen to her feet and was in animated discussions with both her own aides and Godfrey's. Vanuatu, Godfrey muttered. 20 minutes after that fat bastard mentions Vanuatu and disappears from the panel, that's where they find another triangle. And just like last time, they find it literally during a huge live TV event. They're not even trying to make it look real. They're seeing how far they can push us before we call this out for what it is. Slater rubbed her chin and thought, considering a suggestion she'd just been fed. She passed it on to Godfrey. The only alternative for the sake of exploring every angle is that they might have found this triangle earlier in the day and decided to hold it back for maximum impact. Cole might have mentioned Vanuatu because the second triangle had already been found there. I don't buy this, William, but it's within the realm of theoretical possibility. The ELF could be setting us up to call this out as a hoax because they know it's real. If we fell into that kind of trap, we would struggle to find a way out of it. And Chairman Godfrey? One of Slater's aides boldly interjected. This theoretical possibility is one that we do have to give some consideration. The security implications of this second discovery are enormous, whether it's real or not. If it's real, then that means the messengers are interfering for what they deem a good reason, but for some wholly unknown reason, doing so on the wrong side. The implications of these triangles being a hoax, meanwhile, are almost as serious. That would mean the ELF, or China, if you prefer, will stop at absolutely nothing to weaken our standing. And in this context, our standing means both the international standing of the United States and the global standing of the GCC. I'm not buying into this theoretical possibility for a second, Godfrey grunted dismissively. So let's not waste any more time thinking about it, shall we? Like it or not, McCarthy was right when he said that the messengers would go to him first. There's not a chance in hell they would drop gifts for those stains on humanity's undercarriage to parade before the world. And as for leaks, there's already a leak on your side, he grunted. How the hell did that Geosov clown know about the chip your men put in McCarthy's neck? Tighten up your damn ship, Valerie. I didn't even know about the chip until McCarthy mentioned it, she replied angrily. Godfrey threw up his hands. What? And that's supposed to make this better? An enemy of the state knows more about what your people are doing than you do, and you're using that as a defense? Right now, our real enemy is Cole, Slater said, breathing deeply in an effort to dissuade herself from a pointless fight with Godfrey. He's the one attacking us in public, and he's the one who dropped the Vanuatu hint before he left the panel. And we're all in agreement here. He's doing this to rile you. I wouldn't take it from anyone but from him. Slater, gazing out of the window, spoke in a slightly more measured tone despite her similar rage. Are you even listening to me? They're trying to rile us, William, you in particular. Well, then they're winning, he snapped, slamming a bald fist into the surface of his expensive desk. But they're not just trying to rile me, they're trying to trap me so that any move I make is a losing one. React in kind with a scathing attack on Cole and Ding that could anger the rest of the GCC. Let them keep making fools of us with these fake triangles, which would also privately anger a lot of our members. But no, I won't let it happen. Valerie, I need agility. Her eyes implored him to go on. They're doing to me what I did to you after McCarthy's leak, he continued, saying things that backed you into a corner when I knew you couldn't punch back because your hands were tied. Ding and Cole don't need majority approval from ELF delegates before they make a substantive comment, and neither should I. My hands don't have to be tied. What do you propose? She asked. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to seek special executive authority to comment as I see fit. Extraordinary circumstances need extraordinary powers, and when I put this before the delegates, I'm hopeful I can count on your support. Some member states may need a gentle nudge in the right direction to vote the right way. Can I count on your assistance in assuring that they do? Can I count on a phone call before you say anything unexpected? Slater asked in return. I want a personal veto. I need a personal veto. It's yours. And while there's no way we could swing it so you can speak on contact-related matters without restraint, not that your national politics would allow the same leeway that Ding's does for him, I'm more than willing to keep you in close counsel and with however public a role you wish to have. That pair might be idiots, but they make a formidable team. We need to go toe-to-toe. As Slater considered these words, Godfrey held out his hand. She shook it with no further hesitation, quickly surprising him with a deliberately overstrong grip she seemed reluctant to relinquish. But I'll say this once, William. If you ever think about going over my head... Together we are strong, Valerie. He grinned, unshaken, as their reddened hands parted. Together, we are strong.